AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden issues a series of executive orders mandating tens of millions of people in this country to be vaccinated, including federal workers and contractors and people who work in healthcare facilities that accept Medicaid and Medicare. Workers in companies with 100 or more employees should be vaccinated or tested once a week. President says all of his actions come as some 80 million people have refused, for whatever reason, to be vaccinated against the coronavirus.
We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration will soon be out with requirements for large companies to mandate vaccinations or weekly testing for employees. An administration official says each violation would carry a $14,000 fine. The White House did not immediately say when it will take effect, but said workers will have sufficient time to get vaccinated. More U.S. citizens among the some 200 Westerners on board a commercial flight out of Kabul, Afghanistan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it was a mistake to leave Afghanistan after 20 years in the country trying to stop it from becoming a haven for terrorists.
After 20 years, I think it's important to ask the question, how did it work out? I think it was a success.
Another 200 people due to leave Afghanistan by air tomorrow. The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new state law that bans most abortions, arguing it was enacted in open defiance of the Constitution. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Texas, asks a federal judge to declare the law invalid, to enjoin its enforcement, and to protect the rights that Texas has violated. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The statute deputizes all private citizens without any showing of personal connection or injury to serve as bounty hunters.
This is AP News. Multiple people have been shot in East St. Louis, Illinois, and three suspects are said to be on the run after crashing their car into a commuter train they tried to beat to a crossing. It's not clear how many people have been shot or their conditions. UPS looking to hire a lot of people for the holidays.
The package delivery company says it plans to hire more than 100,000 people for the upcoming holiday season, many of whom will get job offers within 30 minutes of applying. UPS needs to snap up workers as fast as possible because of the tight job market. Competition for hourly workers is fierce, and many companies are offering higher pay, sign-on bonuses, and even lower requirements, such as hiring those without a high school diploma. The speedy hiring applies to its most common jobs for seasonal workers, like package handlers and driver helpers who take a package from a truck and deliver it to the doorstep, but don't drive the vehicle. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.